Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about how to reduce cholesterol in 7 days. Cholesterol is often viewed as a villain in the world of health and nutrition, but knowing its types, causes, and how to manage it can empower you to take control of your health. In just 7 days, you can start lowering your cholesterol with simple dietary changes. Let's explore what cholesterol is, how it's measured, what causes high cholesterol, and how you can effectively manage it through nutrition. What are the types of cholesterol? There are 2 main types you need to know about. Low-density lipoprotein, LDL, often called bad cholesterol, LDL can build up in the walls of your arteries, making them hard and narrow. High-density lipoprotein, HDL, known as good cholesterol, HDL helps remove other forms of cholesterol from your bloodstream. Higher levels of HDL are associated with a lower risk of heart disease. Understanding these types will help you grasp the importance of balancing them to maintain optimal health. How is cholesterol measured? Cholesterol levels are measured through a blood test called a lipid panel. This test gives you several key numbers. Total cholesterol, the overall amount of cholesterol in your blood, including LDL and HDL. LDL cholesterol, the amount of bad cholesterol. HDL cholesterol, the amount of good cholesterol. Triglycerides, a type of fat in your blood, which can also increase heart disease risk when elevated. A healthy total cholesterol level should be below 200 mg per deciliter, with LDL levels under 100 mg per deciliter, HDL levels above 60 mg per deciliter, and triglycerides below 150 mg per deciliter. What causes high cholesterol? Several factors can contribute to high cholesterol, including poor diet, high intake of saturated fats, trans fats, and cholesterol-rich foods can raise your LDL levels. Lack of physical activity. A lack of physical activity can cause high cholesterol by decreasing HDL, good, cholesterol levels and increasing LDL, bad, cholesterol and triglycerides, contributing to plaque buildup in the arteries. Smoking. Smoking damages your blood vessels and lowers your HDL levels. Genetics. Family history can play a significant role in your cholesterol levels. Age and sex. Cholesterol levels naturally rise as you age, and women often have higher HDL levels than men. Tips to lower cholesterol: what to eat and what not to eat. Nutrition plays a crucial role in managing cholesterol levels. The foods you eat can directly influence the amount of LDL and HDL in your blood. To lower your cholesterol, you need to know what to eat and what to avoid. Here are some eating tips to guide you. What to eat. Fruits and vegetables, rich in fiber and antioxidants, these should be the cornerstone of your diet. Whole grains, oats, barley, and whole wheat are excellent sources of soluble fiber. Nuts and seeds, almonds, walnuts, and flax seeds are good sources of healthy fats. Lean proteins. Opt for skinless poultry, fish, and plant-based proteins like beans and lentils. Healthy fats. Use olive oil, avocado, and fatty fish like salmon. What not to eat. Red and processed meats. These are high in saturated fats and should be limited. Full-fat dairy products. Opt for low-fat or fat-free versions. Fried foods. These often contain trans fats that can raise your LDL levels. Sugary foods and drinks, these can increase triglycerides. By focusing on the right foods, you can effectively manage your cholesterol levels. 7-day meal plan to lower cholesterol. Here's a 7-day meal plan to help you get started on lowering your cholesterol. Each day includes breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks that are designed to keep your heart healthy. Day 1. Breakfast, oatmeal topped with berries and a sprinkle of flax seeds. Lunch, quinoa salad with mixed greens, chickpeas, and a lemon tahini dressing. Dinner, grilled salmon with steamed broccoli and brown rice. Snack, apple slices with almond butter. Day 2. Breakfast, smoothie with spinach, banana, and almond milk. Lunch, lentil soup with a side of whole grain bread. Dinner, stir-fried tofu with mixed vegetables and quinoa. Snack, Carrot sticks with hummus. Day 3. Breakfast, Greek yogurt with mixed berries and a drizzle of honey. Lunch, whole grain wrap with turkey, avocado, and spinach. Dinner, baked chicken breast with sweet potato and green beans. Snack, handful of walnuts. Day 4. Breakfast, whole grain toast with avocado and a poached egg. Lunch, spinach salad with grilled chicken, oranges, and a balsamic vinaigrette. Dinner, black bean tacos with salsa and guacamole. Snack, pear slices with low-fat cheese. Day 5. Breakfast, chia pudding made with almond milk and topped with fresh fruit. Lunch, barley and vegetable stew. Dinner, baked cod with a side of roasted Brussels sprouts and quinoa. Snack, mixed nuts. Day 6. Breakfast, smoothie bowl with kale, pineapple, and chia seeds. Lunch, chickpea and avocado salad. Dinner, turkey meatballs with whole wheat spaghetti and marinara sauce. Snack, celery sticks with peanut butter. Day 7. Breakfast, whole grain pancakes with fresh fruit and a dollop of Greek yogurt. Lunch, tuna salad on a bed of mixed greens. Dinner, vegetable stir-fry with tofu and brown rice. Snack, baked apple slices with cinnamon. Intermittent fasting and cholesterol. Intermittent fasting has gained popularity not only for weight loss but also for its potential benefits on cholesterol levels. When you practice intermittent fasting, you cycle between periods of eating and fasting, which can lead to several metabolic changes in your body. One significant benefit is the reduction of LDL, bad, cholesterol, and triglycerides. During fasting periods, the body uses stored fat for energy, which can help decrease the levels of fats circulating in your bloodstream. This process can reduce the buildup of cholesterol in your arteries, lowering the risk of atherosclerosis and heart disease. Additionally, intermittent fasting can improve the function of HDL, good cholesterol, enhancing its role in removing excess cholesterol from the bloodstream and transporting it to the liver for excretion. Losing excess weight is another crucial factor in managing cholesterol levels, which is a natural result of practicing intermittent fasting. You can have your personal fasting plan by getting Fasting Companion. To sum up, by following this 7-day meal plan and incorporating the eating tips to your life, you can start lowering your cholesterol and improving your heart health. If your doctor approves, you can also start doing intermittent fasting. Consistency is key, and small, daily changes can lead to significant health benefits over time.